You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
As we welcome you in to the Gym Class here in Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN. What's the Boy Scout motto, Mark? Be prepared. You know, I had everything going here, got in early, and forgot something very, very important. Andrew's helping me out here.
I'll talk really loud.
No, you can talk. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate that. I got everything ready to go. I was in the studio early, had all my notes, etc., etc. Forgot my headset, headphones. Very, very key part of broadcasting. You need those, Mark. Good afternoon, by the way.
Good afternoon. I'm glad you're all 100% now, and thank you, Andrew. A little behind the scenes.
Magic.
Not a look, but yeah. Good afternoon. A little windy out there, but
a little windy. Maybe I'm going to blame it on the wind. Thank you, Andrew.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right. 319-366-1600. It is a Gym Class taking you through the 3 o'clock hour on this Thursday here in Eastern Iowa. Got a good show coming up for you. Barry Abrams is going to join us coming up at about 3:30, and we will preview the Preakness. A little bit of the luster taken off this race due to the fact that the Kentucky Derby winner, Sovereignty, will not be racing at Pimlico coming up on Saturday, but there's a lot to talk about in the world of the Triple Crown and horse racing. So we will get that with Barry coming up in just a little bit. PGA Championship Day 1 is underway. The NFL schedules are out, and a whole lot more to get to. 319-366-1600 is the text line, 319-366-1600. And that is also the phone line. If you'd like to give us a call, 319-366-1600 on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. Scott Unash with you with his headphones now. Mark to my right. And Andrew, the savior of the day, on the other side of the glass. Oh, brother. It's all uphill from here, Mark. As they say. PGA is underway at Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina. And it's been an interesting Thursday, to say the least. We knew the scores were going to be good because it has been inundated with rain. Earlier on today, not a whole lot of wind. The wind has picked up in the afternoon, not certainly like it is here in Eastern Iowa right now, but still, just enough to make you think. Scores were really good this morning, and right now, Ryan Gerard is your leader at -5. He had it to -7, had a little trouble with the green mile coming in, which is 16, 17, and 18 at Quail Hollow, but still, all in all, a terrific first round by that person and others. Bunched up field right now between -5 and -1.
Yeah, decent scores, low scores, but not anything over the top, like 8, 9, 10 under par. The first round still underway, but, you know, if you're Gerard, you'd think, it's really scoreable day. If you're Rory McIlroy or Brooks Koepka, who finished 3 over and 4 over respectively, maybe not so much. But the rain has disappeared from the North Carolina area, and you know it looks like really good conditions. But it's a tough golf course too.
You better get it today, because it's going to get tougher and faster and drying out as the week progresses. You can add Phil Mickelson to that group, by the way.
Yeah, nice 79, Phil.
Phil did break 80 today with a 8-over par 79. I would like to publicly apologize to Rory McIlroy and Justin Thomas for absolutely jinxing them coming in. Now, I had them paired with Scottie Scheffler, and my question for the last 2 weeks was, would you take those three guys or the field? Well, Scottie is in at 200 par and really had one two-shot swing today where he had mud on his ball. A lot of people complaining, as we knew there would be, about mud on the golf ball. Scottie didn't, air quote, complain, but had something in the post-game press conference, if you will, that kind of dictated what a lot of people are thinking anyway about, you know, about mud on the ball. But, hey, I give the PGA of America credit because I did not want to see a round of a major tournament played live clean in place. If you thought scores were low today, if they could put ball in hand, they would have been 7 and 8 unders, maybe even 9 under right there at Quail Hollow. So good for them, but it's going to make the pros angry. A few of them have come out and said that they should not have done that. Scheffler had mud on his ball on a shot on 16, the toughest hole there is anyway, and he and Xander Schauffele, both with mud on their ball, hit it into the water. Tough to control it when you have mud on the ball like that. And if it wasn't for that, Scottie shoots 400 par, and everyone's talking about him instead of Ryan Gerard.
I have no sympathy. I really don't.
I don't either.
I mean, this is a major championship. Only one other time in the history of the PGA, I believe, and nobody's gone back all 107 years, but in recent times anyway, the ball preferred lies have only been played once, and as it should be. 90% of this round, if not more, there's not going to be an issue, I don't think. Unless you get embedded balls every single shot you hit, you need to play it down. These pros get more breaks than you and I or anybody else in terms of immovable obstruction.
Temporary immovable obstruction.
Temporary relief, whatever. And I think most of the players agree with that. I think that might have been a one hole or one day type thing. All three players, Scheffler, Schauffele, and McIlroy, all made double bogey on 16, which is hard enough the way it is without having something on your ball.
Scheffler kept honors with a double bogey after making a six on number 16. That doesn't happen very often. But right now, Ryan Gerard is your leader. We'll get an update from Westwood One with the PGA Championship coming up in just a little bit. Luke Donald, the surprise of the day. This, for a while, and even right now, doesn't really resemble a major championship leaderboard, but this has happened before. The cream will rise to the top, and it will be fine. It looked like something out of the Rocket Mortgage at about 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Seems to happen every year. Players that are long shots, and Ryan Gerard, the leader, has two top 10 finishes this year. He's not like he's a bum, but do you expect him to hang around through the weekend? Probably not. Some of these other guys, maybe Donald who has a pedigree, but has missed every cut he's played on the PGA Tour this year. He can't be in that great a form, but two Ryder Cup captains, Keegan Bradley and Luke Donald, playing pretty well today. We'll see if that lasts, but you look at the leaderboard, and I don't know if I'd trust anybody up there right now.
Yeah. Donald may come back with an 82 tomorrow. And it's not his fault. He just has not played a lot of golf.
Mm-hmm.
And when he has, he has not been sharp so far this year. So, as I mentioned, we'll get an update on the PGA coming up a little bit later on. 319-366-1600. Last night, the NFL, as you like to say, Mark, it is their ultimate dog and pony show. The schedule reveal. And more on revealing coming up in just a moment, but it is a yearly exercise here on the program where we go through and see who leads as far as national television appearances. It's been well documented. The Chiefs get 7 primetime appearances this year. They have 8 national television. I throw them all anytime you're on national TV, I get you a star on here. And the Chiefs and a certain team from the NFC East, both with eight.
Not the Super Bowl champions.
And it's not the Super Bowl champions. They have seven with the Philadelphia Eagles. And the Washington Commanders with seven. You get to see the NFC East 25 times on national television next year, which is far and away the most. Well, I won't say far and away. There are three ahead of the NFC North and five ahead of the AFC West. But the Dallas Cowboys have more national television appearances than wins from last year. Not surprised by that, are you?
No, they're popular.
They are.
Not in my household, but...
they are popular.
I recognize that they're popular. And the Chiefs are riding a hot streak for the last few years, so... those things don't surprise me. Washington, the NFL is all over Washington.
Yes, they are.
Many more primetime, I don't know, how many was it?
Seven.
Seven.
Seven primetime appearances for the Washington Commanders,
yeah.
Which is quite a few. The Detroit Lions are up there with seven. The Philadelphia Eagles, as they should, they have seven appearances on national television. The Green Bay Packers with six. I believe they're the only team with six. That is correct. And then several with five, including your beloved Chicago Bears with Caleb Williams. Making news today as a report coming out that Caleb Williams tried to avoid being drafted number one by the Chicago Bears. I'm not sure on
many
the timing
have.
About
many
that,
have.
But hey, whatever. Whatever. Get you going here on the night after the schedule reveal. Several other teams at five, the Bills, the Dolphins. I was surprised with the Miami Dolphins getting five, but a popular team as well. The Chargers get five. The 49ers, despite six wins last year, are on five times. And as I mentioned, your Chicago Bears on five times. So big winners, I guess. Chiefs, Cowboys, and the Commanders. I mean, you expect Detroit to be there. You expect Kansas City to be there a lot. But some teams that were really, I thought, kind of got the short end of the stick here, Mark, and that would be the NFC North. The Baltimore Ravens, despite winning that division, 12 wins last year, doing what they do with Lamar Jackson, four national television appearances, and only one Sunday night for the Baltimore Ravens this year. That surprises me. I think they got the short end of the stick.
Yeah, you could make that argument, no doubt about it. But another thing I thought was interesting is that previously I thought everybody had to have at least one prime time, and Tennessee and New Orleans got shut out.
And Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland got one.
Did they get one?
I think Cleveland got one. But, you know, I think it's very interesting that the Steelers open against the Jets. Rich Eisen making a big deal out of it today that could be Aaron Rodgers piloting
boy.
The Steelers against the Jets. I don't know if the NFL was practicing humor with that.
Yeah, it could have been.
Particular game, but on the one hand, it's pretty predictable with teams like the Chiefs and Cowboys and whatnot, but I mean, it is what it is at the end of the day, and the international games were announced earlier, and I think people are making far too...
I don't count those.
Far too big a deal. Minnesota has back-to-back games overseas. Dublin and London are an hour and a half by flight apart. It's not like they're flying 8 hours two straight weeks. Now, it's like going from, what, here to Denver?
Right.
Gone.
Something like that. The other thing is this. I will say this. The Denver Broncos play an overseas game, and usually when you play an overseas game in the past, you get a bye. They have to come back, turn around, and play the very next week. As a Chiefs fan, I'm all for it.
I'm sure you're very sad about that.
I'm very sad that the Denver Broncos have to do that. But on one hand, I feel bad for them because I don't believe that is right. They're not going to get the schedule perfect. There are dates that certain teams say, okay, we don't want to host here for whatever reason. If there's something going on in the city besides a football game and they don't want to inundate this hotel, there are reasons. So it's not ever going to be a perfect schedule.
No, and as a Bears fan, I don't care how many times they're on primetime telecasts. I wish they had an easier schedule, a second toughest schedule in the league. That opens my eyes a lot more than how many times they're on primetime TV.
The Dolphins, as I mentioned, get 5. I thought the Bills would get more than 5.
Yeah.
Bills are on Sunday night a couple times. I will say this about the Cowboys. Half of their games are on a Thursday, including Thanksgiving and including Christmas Day for the Cowboys. Only a couple of Sunday night appearances for Dallas this year. A couple on Monday night thrown in there as well. Yeah, the Titans and the Saints. Cajun Troy, you're not going to get to see your Saints.
You're not going to see the number one overall draft pick in primetime either.
Cam Ward.
Yeah.
Now, what happens, though? Now, obviously, there is the possibility that a game gets flexed in or flexed out as you get toward the middle part of the year. So there is a chance that if Cam Ward sets the world on fire, you're going to see the Tennessee Titans. You're going to see them somewhere.
True.
And the NFL will embrace Cam Ward. 319-366-1600. I think we just had a hole in one. And that is Eric Cole, Mark. As we could probably predict. Just watching the coverage here. Yes, we had a hole in one. Eric Cole with a hole in one at the PGA. On to the text line, Matt says we do remember the NFL is scripted. Just ironically, Jets Steelers is week one. Very true with that. But yeah, I think, you know, other than the Ravens, I think they got shortchanged. I think the Bills got shortchanged. Other than that, I think everybody that deserved the amount of primetime games in the schedule got the number of primetime games in the schedule.
Yeah, and like you say, there's some flexibility there. So this is a starting point, but by and large, both of these games will hold as they are now.
Bucks got 4. Falcons got 4 as well. I think the Falcons are going to be pretty good this year. I just have a feeling. Michael Penix jumping on. I've always been a Michael Penix fan. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Even the days in Indiana, except for coming off the injury and he played lousy in the opener against Iowa that year. But I've always been a Penix fan. Texans were shortchanged, says 27-57.
Yeah.
And they only got 4. I would tend to agree with that. They're the cream of the crop of the AFC South. And they got 2 Monday night games, 1 Sunday night game late in the year, and a Thursday for the Houston Texans. So I will agree with you, 27-57. I think Houston did get shortchanged.
Iowa State's adopted team with 3 wide receivers
there you go.
On that team. Yeah.
There you go. The Cyclones. Iowa State South, if you will, for the Houston Texans.
No, that's
Texans.
Kansas City, isn't it?
a few.
More Southern.
More Southern. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Deep south.
For the Cyclones right there. 319-366-1600. Hey, got to get to this before we get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. The new trend, and that we've already had 2 apologies today. When did schedule reveal videos become a thing? And when did they get out of hand? And when did AI jump into this? The Colts have just apologized because they centered their entire schedule reveal into throwing shade at Tyreek Hill of the Miami Dolphins. The Colts have now apologized within the last couple of hours for that schedule reveal. This is weird.
Well, maybe it's popular, but I saw it last night. I saw a couple stories today, but I didn't delve any more into it because I don't care.
I don't either.
Like I don't care about who's wearing what on the red carpet.
Listen, reveals are big right now. Right, Andrew? I mean, you're much younger than we are. Reveals are big.
Uh-huh.
Gender reveals for babies, promposals, things like that. You know, back in the day, Mark and I were scared to death to approach a girl,
yeah,
let alone, you know,
just come speak up, for yourself.
Come up with some sort of elaborate plan. And now the NFL team has to, you know, we got $50,000 invested in a reveal,
mm-hmm,
you know, series of videos after our schedule that you get to see anyway for free.
Right.
I don't get it.
They could have spent that money on something better than an AI reveal. That's just me, though.
There was an ESPN personality that's very angry, was included in one and did not want to be included in one. Said he's thinking about what he can do to, but why? I mean, just, it's more like instead of celebrating your team, it's just throwing shade at somebody else.
Is it part of branding for teams? I don't know.
Are we just this bored in the off season in football?
Probably.
Huh. I don't get it. Personally, if you do, let us know. 319-366-1600. Riley Moss likes Michael Penix. Yeah, very much so. And 1109 pipes in with the Cy-Hawk alumni game, San Francisco and the Texans. Very true. Very true. Brock Purdy and company, George Kittle.
Say that about Pittsburgh, too.
You could say that about Pittsburgh if all those Hawkeyes.
Yeah.
Make the team in Pittsburgh. But, yeah, I don't get the whole reveal thing. I just don't get it. I never will.
You get the red carpet?
I don't get that either. It's always, but, you know, the red carpet at least has been there for decades. Now, it's gotten completely out of control, but at least it's been
it's
there.
It's not even the red carpet anymore. It's when players enter the building for a regular season game.
Oh, that, yeah, I don't get
wait
that either.
Until tomorrow when you see the Indiana Fever.
Yep.
The
WNBA.
Players,
oh, what's she wearing?
The game.
It's crazy. Just get off the bus and go in.
I'll look.
You'll, yeah. 319-366-1600. Man. Throwing shade like that is probably popular because of the social media being salty. Well, I would agree. I would agree like that. No, Matt says how I like my schedule reveal is to just open up the schedule and look at it. That's what I did last night. Hey, who are the Chiefs playing? Okay, that's good. Looks good to me. We all knew the games anyway before 7 o'clock last night. All right, I'm done ranting. It's 3:27. We're going to talk to Barry Abrams coming up here in just a little bit. He'll be giving us a call here in a couple of minutes. And we're going to get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's. They're located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot. Open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Dine in, curbside pickup, or delivery at a classic local American restaurant at Emil's Hideaway. What do we got?
Six games in Major League Baseball today. Three of them have gone final. Minnesota defeated Baltimore 4-0. The Twins winning their 11th in a row. Atlanta defeated Washington 5-2. And Cincinnati topped the Chicago White Sox 7-1. The Rainey brothers announced this morning they have committed to Oklahoma State. Jordan and Jaden Rainey are among the top six ranked high school wrestlers in the class of 2026. The top five for the Kentucky preps also included Iowa, Nebraska, Illinois, and Ohio State. Speaking of the NFL, owners will meet next week to consider a resolution to allow its players to participate in the Olympics. Flag football will be part of the 2028 Summer Games in Los Angeles. Finally, a couple Iowa high school coaching developments to pass along. Cedar Rapids Jefferson's Matt Heppner has been selected girls basketball coach at Clear Creek Mana, which returns all five starters for next season. And former Iowa Hawkeye Austin Ash has been named boys basketball coach at Earlham, which is located 30 miles southwest of Des Moines.
The Cardinals. The mighty Earlham Cardinals. We have to follow the Cardinals this
county,
year.
County?
Oh, I don't know the county.
Madison.
Madison County, there are bridges there. I've heard that. Also, interesting note here, Iowa men's golf signing a transfer, Grant I hope I'm saying and pronouncing this name correctly, Gudgel, G-U-D-G-E-L. He is a transfer from Oklahoma State and a pretty darn good one. Won the Seguro Amateur earlier on this year at 9 under par, a native of Stillwater, Oklahoma, left Oklahoma State and his hometown and will join the Hawkeyes. And I believe he's going to have 4 years of eligibility remaining with Iowa. Very interesting.
Good boost, it sounds like. Iowa down a little bit this year. So
good get for Tyler Stith and company. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Barry Abrams will join us, and we'll preview the Preakness. Talk a little horse racing with you right after this here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports. This is 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. There's going to be a mix of sun and clouds for today, and temperatures that will be pushing to near 90 degrees. Humidity will be high, and it will be breezy. As we get into tonight, temperatures will be dropping down behind a cold front. We'll end up in the upper 50s, and humidity will be lower. Tomorrow, we'll have partly cloudy skies. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 70s, and there's a chance for a few showers in the late afternoon. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Think deer season is just in the fall? Think again. At City Tractor, your local John Deere dealer, deer season is now. Spring into savings with up to $3,000 off select John Deere tractors and mowers. Plus, take advantage of our convenient financing options. Don't miss out on these incredible deer season deals. Visit City Tractor in North Liberty, Iowa today, or find us online at citytractor.com.
At Old Town Construction, we're more than just builders. We're a family. Making friends, having fun, and giving back to our communities is our top priority. From first consultation to final nail, our team is dedicated to delivering top quality work with a personal touch. Home renovation, new build, or repair, we're here to ensure the job is done right. With Old Town Construction, you're not just getting a contractor, you're getting a partner who cares about your community. Let's build something great together. Visit OLDETownConstruction.com today.
Hey, want to make your next meal a little less, ordinary? Well, head to Quick Star. Hey, we are so back serving up our legendary No Ordinary Chicken. Yeah, your dinner is hand-breaded, fried to perfection, ready to eat for tonight's dinner. Or you can buy it cold, sealed fresh for tomorrow's lunch. You know, we love to make life easier for you. This isn't just any chicken. It's Quick Star's No Ordinary Chicken. Stop into your local Quick Star today and taste the difference.
We're everyday people doing good in our community. Our kindness runs deep, just like our blood. The same blood we donate to help treat sickle cell disease, which hits Black people the hardest. Good news is, 1 in 3 Black blood donors is a match for someone struggling with sickle cell disease. Stand tall in the eyes of your community. Donate today because our blood saves lives. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make your donation.
Get a taste of that winning feeling before the buzzer even sounds with ESPN Bet's early victory promo. Simply place a pregame moneyline bet on any NBA playoff game, and if the team you back goes up by 20 or more points at any point in the game, you get paid out early. Available throughout the NBA playoffs at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Download the app today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It is time for your chance to enter into the Spring Into the Cash giveaway with 1600 ESPN. We've teamed up with a national contest to give our listeners a chance to win $5,000. And today's winning keyword is golf. Very appropriate today in the first round of the PGA. Golf is today's winning keyword. Go to KGYMradio.com right now. Enter that word and into the entry form for your chance to win. Again, today's word is golf. Full contest rules are available at the website. Good luck.
Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the 107th PGA Championship, sponsored by Kohl's. Make the most of summer with stylish looks from Kohl's and Kohl's.com, where families come first. Long way to go, but PGA Tour rookie Ryan Gerard remains in the lead in the first round at Quail Hollow. A 5-under 66 this morning for Gerard, the North Carolina native from Raleigh. Playing in his third career major, his first PGA Championship, Gerard had ice in his
his veins and ice is good. Could have been a better round, if not for bogeys, on the last two holes. It's a one-shot lead for Girard over European Ryder Cup captain Luke Donald, Ryan Fox, the Kiwi, Alex Smalley, the last player in the field, took the spot of the injured Sahith Theegala, Steven Yeager, as well as Cam Davis. Those players at 4 under par. Weird leaderboard, Rory McIlroy, 3 over 74, including a double bogey at 16. I'm Ted Emmerich, Westwood One Sports.
There are low prices, and then there are Kohl's lowest prices of the season. I got myself a comfy tee for just $4.99 and a stylish dress for 50% off. Then I found my husband a pair of shorts for under $17. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. Yup, it doesn't get better than Kohl's lowest prices of the season. So go check them out before it's too late. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offers end May 18th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The success you've already had matters at University of Maryland Global Campus because we're a school for real life. An accredited state university, UMGC lets you earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning, life, and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. We offer affordable tuition and online and hybrid courses. No application fee if you apply by May 30th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
We welcome you back, 3:35 on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class here in Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN. Scott, Mark, and Andrew with you here today. We're followed by Spencer Wagon, Spencer on sports from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. We got NBA basketball, NBA playoff action for you tonight, as it'll be the OKC and Denver, I believe, coming up tonight. So let me double-check on that. The days start to wind together. Yes, Oklahoma City at Denver, game 6 tonight, with Oklahoma City leading that series 3-2, 7 o'clock for you right here on 1600 ESPN. Barry Abrams joining us right now, and we are fortunate enough to talk with Barry about the Preakness coming up. He with ESPN. You can give him a follow on X or Twitter, whichever you prefer. And the far turn is what he is noted for. And coming up on the middle leg, Barry, good to talk to you. Certainly, it's a different vibe going into the Preakness without the Kentucky Derby winner.
Well, it's becoming a regular trend, guys. How are you? If you remember in 2022, 3 years ago, the 80-1 long shot Rich Strike won the Kentucky Derby, and his connections opted not to go to the Preakness. And this year, Sovereignty, the winner of the Kentucky Derby, his connections opted not to go to the Preakness. I have a feeling the folks in Maryland are going to have to rethink this whole timing issue before we get too far further down the road.
Barry, talking about the Derby, after the Derby, Alvarado, the jockey, was fined for cropping too many times. For folks out there, I know that there's only a jockey can crop only 6 times. I don't know how long that rule has been in effect. What happens? Why did he get fined?
The rule is that, and it's been this way, I believe, for 5 years now, that a jockey can only use his riding crop on a horse 6 times during a race, only twice in rapid succession before waiting for the horse to respond. And Junior Alvarado admitted to violating that. He struck Sovereignty 8 times and simply said, you know, with getting caught up in the moment, all the people screaming, the adrenaline rush of trying to win the biggest race in the country, he just lost track of keeping count. It was really that simple. He admitted it. It was a fine, pretty substantial fine, but, you know, in the context of winning America's biggest race and the money that he gets for it, I don't think he's going to be too off-put by a fine.
Yeah, I was not even aware of that, and it was a great race. That's for darn sure. Once you figured out with all the mud on the silks who was exactly where, it was fun coming down the stretch.
And with the rain, you weren't sure how, you know, a lot of these big horses were going to be able to run their race. But they did. I mean, Journalism, the favorite, ran his race. His numbers statistically matched up against those of the Santa Anita Derby, he just got outrun by a really good rival in Sovereignty. Now, as we mentioned, Sovereignty won't be back this week for the Preakness, but Journalism will be. He is running on 2 weeks rest. And on paper, he is head and shoulders above everyone in this field. But just as it rained in Louisville for the Kentucky Derby, it's going to be raining in Baltimore pretty heavily for the Preakness. And that will definitely affect the way the race is run. It is very difficult to make up a lot of ground coming from behind when it's wet. And so for those of you who back Sandman, as a lot of people did in the Derby, for the name, for the social media presence that his owners have, and the fact that he's gray, not the best condition for him. He is a come-from-behinder, and he's going to have his work cut out for him here, as he did in the Derby. He did make up some ground in the Derby. He was near the back of the pack, made his way up to seventh, but flattened out after that. I don't know that he's going to have much better success here.
A couple horses I want to ask you about, Barry. One is American Promise, the Lucas horse, finished poorly in the Derby, but part of that, I think, was getting bumped at the start in a field that was twice the size that the Preakness is going to be.
We talked about how it's tough to make up ground. Well, American Promise is one of those horses who's probably going to be up front early, and the track condition will help him. Yes, he did get bumped near the start of the Kentucky Derby and went from third, plummeted back to like 13th or so, and finished 16th. He's going to have a little bit better shot here, and Wayne Lucas, his trainer, is pretty famous for taking Derby also-rans, turning around and winning the Preakness, as he did last year with Seize the Gray. He did it with Oxbow a decade earlier. You can count out Wayne Lucas in a spot like this at your own peril. I think there are basically three horses who are probably going to go to the early lead. American Promise is one. Bob Baffert's horse, goal-oriented, going from the rail, will be another. And there's certainly a lot of room for improvement there. He won a race on Derby Day at Churchill Downs, but it was not the Kentucky Derby. He didn't qualify for that. He's only run twice. He won a race much earlier in the day. But the one that I'm looking at who's going to go to the early lead and might be able to carry them all the way around the track is Clever Again for trainer Steve Asmussen. This horse has run three times, the last two of which he basically went to the lead and stayed there. And I think he's a little faster out of the gate than goal-oriented and American Promise. So he's going to probably be the one to set the pace. If Jose Ortiz, his jockey, who's one of the best in the country, can slow the pace down just a little bit, the track condition's going to help him. He might just make it a merry-go-round race where they just go around and nobody passes each other like you see on a merry-go-round. He's bred to go all day. His father is American Pharoah. His mother's father is one of the best sires in Europe, a horse named Galileo. I like what I'm seeing from this horse, and I think he's going to have Journalism is the most likely winner, of course. But if not, I can see Clever Again at least getting a piece of it, if not the actual victory.
That was the other horse I was going to ask you about, just, you know, from lineage alone, and you mentioned that.
Well, American Pharoah, believe it or not, has not been a great sire so far. As a matter of fact, if you happen to have a mare that you'd like to breed to him, you can actually breed to him for $45,000, which sounds like a lot of money. But for a horse that won the Triple Crown and the Breeders' Cup Classic and is one of the best horses of all time, his children have been okay, but they haven't been what you would think American Pharoah would be. So, yes, it's impressive to see that in Clever Again's bloodline, but the results haven't been what you would think quite as much as American Pharoah's name value would have you believe.
Barry Abrams joining us, 3:43, Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Couple horses there. We got some new horses here. Talk about Pay Billy. The name has just got me very intrigued. And some of the other new horses that weren't at Churchill Downs.
Well, a couple to keep in mind. You mentioned Pay Billy. I mean, he's a local horse. He runs exclusively in the Mid-Atlantic, Delaware, and Maryland. And he won the race that's considered the local prep for the Preakness last month at Laurel. And he looked good. I watched the race. It was okay. But, you know, it's certainly not a surprise to see him here. But statistically, the power rating numbers that come back for every horse after every race just aren't there. He would need a significant boost to be able to outrun a horse like Journalism. But, you know, he's won two in a row, four out of five against lesser competition. Certainly comes in his best form. The question is his best form good enough? I would say the same for a Todd Pletcher-trained horse in this race named River Thames, who finished third in the Bluegrass Stakes at Keeneland last month, didn't have enough points to make the Kentucky Derby, so he's here. Certainly in good form. He finished right behind Sovereignty, the Derby winner, two starts back in the Fountain of Youth in Florida. But I think he would still need a step up in class here to win this race. Could it happen? It certainly could. These are still rapidly developing three-year-olds, and Todd Pletcher doesn't bring horses just for the fun of it. He brings horses he really does believe can win, but, you know, he would have to step up in order to beat Journalism and the front runners in this race as well.
What's going to happen with the 151st Preakness?
The talk is that as soon, I mean, you're referring to the fact that Pimlico Racecourse is probably going to be torn down and rebuilt.
Correct.
This has been a battle going on between the Maryland Jockey Club and the city of Baltimore for over 10 years. And just this week, the city passed these bonds that are going to finance the reconstruction. So as soon as this race is done, Pimlico is going to be torn down. And so next year, the race will be run at Laurel Park, which is between Baltimore and Washington, D.C. It's very small. So when you watch it on TV next year, it's going to look very unimpressive for what you would expect the Preakness to be. I don't know how Pimlico is going to be rebuilt in 2 years, because if you pay attention to what's going on in New York, last year's Belmont Stakes was run at Saratoga, upstate New York. This year's will be run at Saratoga as well. And even next year, the Belmont Stakes next year will be run at Belmont Park, but it won't be completely finished. It'll be finished enough, but it won't be finished. How on earth Pimlico Racecourse is going to be rebuilt in 2 years really escapes me. My guess would be that two Preaknesses will be run at Laurel Park while Pimlico is rebuilt. And then by that point, if that does come to pass, then all three Triple Crown race venues, Churchill Downs, Pimlico, and Belmont Park, will feel like the big event venues that these races would expect you to believe they are.
Barry, is it time now with Sovereignty, and you mentioned this is the second time this has happened, to take a look at the Triple Crown calendar? Yes, tradition dictates that, you know, 2 weeks after the Kentucky Derby, you run the Preakness. But we're finding out more and more about the health of horses, et cetera, et cetera. And is it time to take a look at spreading this out a little bit more, so that we can get some Sovereignty, for example, to come in? Or is it just going to stay this way and we just have to accept it? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, it absolutely needs to change. We've talked about this before, guys, that horses don't run every 2 weeks like they used to. They run every 4 to 6 weeks. The thing is, and it's interesting because the comparison I always make are the four golf majors. And, of course, one of them is going on right now, the PGA Championship. And that's the only time right now that you have the PGA Tour players and the LIV Golf players, because the four majors are not officially connected to the PGA Tour. In the same way, the three Triple Crown races in thoroughbred racing have no formal ties. So the Preakness folks have gone before to the folks in New York and said, could you maybe think about spacing out a little bit better? And New York is not interested in that at all, nor do they have to be. So to me, this is all about whether the Maryland Jockey Club wants to move the Preakness. And I'm with you. I think they should. The Triple Crown schedule has changed numerous times since 1919, when Sir Barton was the first horse to win all three of them. And in the 30s, a writer for the Daily Racing Form named Charles Hatton unofficially started to refer to these races as the Triple Crown. There have been many iterations. The current model, three races in 5 weeks, starting with the Derby on the first Saturday of May, has been in place since 1969. So the Preakness folks, as far as I'm concerned, should move their race to July 4th weekend. It would become the third leg of the Triple Crown. And yes, there would be some years where the Derby winner doesn't win the Preakness and there is no Triple Crown candidate in play. But there'll be other years where there is. And even so, even if you don't have a Triple Crown opportunity, let's say with the Preakness on July 4th, with the spacing of the races, you might get a whole lot of those same horses come back. And if you watch the Derby and you become familiar with those names, and then you watch the Belmont Stakes, and they're still there, and they run the Preakness, you'll know who they are. And you'll still be more interested because you'll know their stories, and you'll know their connections. And it just becomes a better race and a better day. So, to me, I absolutely would do it. But if you think the New York folks are going to move their race because the folks in Maryland asked them to, I have a bridge I can sell you in Brooklyn.
I like the idea. I really do. And while we're at it, sure, Barry, we'll accept your trifecta prediction.
Well, I'm not leaving journalism out of a trifecta. I also, like I said, I think Clever Again is going to really have something to say here. He might just win the race. And then I would probably throw in River Thames, Todd Fletcher's horse, to come in third. So if I'm only taking three, and there's only nine in the race, those would be my three, and I really think Clever Again is going to have a big shot to win this.
I like Clever Again. That's my pick.
You've got good odds on him if you do.
I value pick. Value pick and a good horse right there. All right. Enjoy the race, Barry. Always good talking with you, and we'll talk before we head to Saratoga.
You know where to find me. Thanks, gentlemen.
You bet. Barry Abrams joining us from ESPN, The Far Turn. Is the podcast. Give that a listen. And we'll take a break, come back, have more for you on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class right after this.
It's time to make your yard the best on the block with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Start by keeping the weeds at bay with Earth Grow Mulch, now four for $10. Then keep your garden thriving with Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, now on special buy, four for $10. Give your neighbors yard envy all summer long with Memorial Day savings going on now at the Home Depot.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-494-6139. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-494-6139.
Brought to you by the Capital One Saver Card. With Saver, you earn unlimited 3% cash back on dining, entertainment, and at grocery stores. That's unlimited cash back on ordering takeout from home or unlimited cash back on tickets to concerts and games. So grab a bite, grab a seat, and earn unlimited 3% cash back with the Saver Card. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back. Final few minutes of the Gym Class for a Thursday and the final one of the week. We are off tomorrow. Chicago Cubs baseball coming up tomorrow. Cubs and the White Sox from Wrigley Field at 12:45 and a 1:20 start for that one. That should be, it's always entertaining. It's not like it used to be when it first started, the White Sox and the Cubs, but, you know, it's still the White Sox and the Cubs.
Sure it is, yeah.
And there's a lot of bragging rights on the line in the first of the two meetings this year between the two Windy City teams. And we'll have all three of those games, and they are all afternoon games. For you right here on 1600 ESPN. Tonight, Oklahoma City and the Denver Nuggets. OKC will try to close out that series, and we'll have it tonight for you beginning at 7 o'clock. We also have NBA basketball tomorrow night with the Celtics winning last night in Game 5. There will be a Game 6 at the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden, tomorrow night at 6:30 for you. So we'll have Game 6 between the Celtics and the New York Knicks. And should be interesting. On the text line, talking about the schedule reveal videos a little bit more, 5251 saying, hate to say it, but they're doing their job because we're talking about them today for the schedule reveal videos. And there's no such thing as apologies because they aren't a means to squeeze the lemons even more. And I think you bring up a very good point right there. Iowa, Oregon get started tonight, Mark. Big series, biggest in a long, long time. I'm not going to say exactly how long because that is up for debate as far as Iowa Hawkeye baseball is concerned. But chance to win a regular season Big Ten championship starts tonight at Duane Banks Field. The University of Iowa Athletic Department letting everybody know if you are planning to go down, get your tickets early. Get them before you go, help them out. They're putting temporary seating up as well at the ballpark. So I think you're going to see three really, really large crowds down there in Iowa City, which is great.
No question. I'm looking out the window trying to figure out whether the wind is blowing out.
Toward right.
But it should be well-attended, well-watched series. Most people believe it's the biggest series for Iowa's in 35 years, 1990, when Iowa won the Big Ten regular season championship and hosted the Big Ten tournament. Illinois won that tournament, and late in the year, Iowa won a home series, swept all four against Illinois. That was a big series, but that particular season, Iowa ended the year on the road when Wisconsin had a baseball team.
It's been 35 years since the Badgers have had one. But, yeah, and looking back at that year, there wasn't that Illinois series, yes, in particular, was big. You could say that this is the biggest Iowa baseball series at home in more than three decades. There are going to be people saying, well, wait a minute, what about 2006 or whatever? But it is. Let's just say it's a big one tonight.
Yeah, and hosting the Big Ten tournament was big, too.
That was big. Not doing it this year, but chance to get that number one seed to beat the number five Oregon Ducks. UCLA gets Northwestern this weekend, so you got to think the Bruins are going to fare pretty well. They're going to be heavily favored against the Wildcats.
Yeah, and all the Big Ten series start tonight. Yeah. So we'll know results of that UCLA game tonight.
We'll talk about that, the PGA, everything else that went on over the weekend when we reconvene on Monday. Have a good weekend.
I will. See you Monday.
Spencer next.
Whether you're building a single roof or a successful roofing business, roofing contractors like you need the right tools for the job, and software is no exception. ServiceTitan is on a mission to be